Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And our special guest is no other than Relentless Aaron, brother, peace and black power.
What's up, Raheem?
Man, it's been a long time in the coming, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I know this brother for several years. This is the first time on Necessarily Blackness podcast.
2007, 2008, right in there?
Around that time, yeah. Yep, around that time.
Wow.
The brother has another compelling book. He has several books. He's an author. How many books have you authored?
I'm close to 100 books now.
Close to 100 books.
Yeah.
His Relentless Aaron is the pen name for DeWitt Gilmore. Prominent figure in the 1990 New York hip-hop scene, announces the release of his latest memoir, The Night Puff Tried to Kill Me. This gripping book offers an unvarnished look at the cutthroat world of music promotion and its harrowing confrontation with Sean Puffy Combs. Set against the backdrop of the 1990 New York City, this memoir details Mr. Gilmore's journey of ambition and resilience in an era that reshaped the music industry. Ladies and gentlemen, if that didn't pique your interest, I don't know what will. Let's talk that talk, man.
You know, karma has a weird way of straightening things out in life. And you may not even know what that is when you're in it, but it'll happen. And I was doing business with Russell Simmons, who today we look at certain things, however you look at him. But at the time, he was looked upon as, you know, a mover and a shaker. He wasn't the godfather of hip hop or whatever, you know, that looks like. But he was running a lot of groups. And so I booked Run DMC. I booked Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, who we know as Andre Harrell and Alonzo. So I also went to Tin Pan Apple and dealt with Charles Statler and booked the Fat Boys. And I dealt with the Force MDs directly because I knew Jesse from the streets. Jesse used to panhandle on Times Square. And before he was with the Force MDs, it was the Force MCs before it was the Force MDs. And before that, Jesse was out doing Michael Jackson on Times Square. God bless him. He's left us now. And also, the Fat Boys was not the Fat Boys. They were the Disco 3 before the Fat Boys. So this is the arena that I was in. All these people come to my event. Andre Harrell performed, you know, as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And we became, we had a relationship. We grew a relationship. There was no Uptown Records. There was no Bad Boy Records. They were in the audience. So all of this information and experience is all in my head and my body. And all I'm doing through life is being resourceful. Andre Harrell, one day, we're at Bentley's, and Bentley's was my weekly hangout. And Andre introduced me to Sean. He's my man. He works at my, you know, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And of course, we already live in Mount Vernon, but we don't know each other like that.
So have you seen him around?
We probably did. But again, I was my son.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like I came before him in this entertainment industry, in this entertainment game. So there was no way his name was bigger than my involvement. You feel what I'm saying? So when Andre introduced us, he's basically, you know, Sean is doing his thing, he's doing his parties, you know, based on his, you know, recognition. And Puff and I would see each other at different events and et cetera. There was one night when he was coming to my talent show in New Rochelle, and I was sold out. I already had Mike Tyson in there. I already had Freddie Jackson in there. I already had, like, it was packed. And they called me to the door, and he's like, what's up? And he had 10 people with him. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? He's like, you know, I can't let you in. You know, the fire marshals at the door were sold out. Sorry. you know, and I didn't make no one and me, I, you know, honestly, and you know, no, I really, and at my mental at the time and what I had gone through and what he had gone through and things like that, it just fed into me having a sort of an animosity for him. Now we're going downtown to Red Alert's event. Red Alert was having an event at a club called Downtime. I was driving in a Zuzu Trooper at the time.
That was the car of that time.
It was like a horse.
Yeah.
I pulled in a stick shift, by the way. I pulled into the parking space and me, Lance, and Rico. Lance was my security. Rico was an intern. We leave the club an hour later. Now there's a sea of people in the street, cars, music. They can't get in the club, so they're gonna have a party outside.
Yeah.
That's how we do. I'm going to my Jeep. I've had my parties for the night. In fact, I'm probably ready to turn in. So I go to the truck. Lance gets in the passenger seat. I'm in the driver's seat. Rico's in the back. Puff pulls up. I remember it well. I had my window down. Puff pulls up to the back window. He said, "What's up?" to Rico. Rico's like, "What's up?" Rico's a fan.
Mm-hmm.
if Puff said, "Yo, Rico, come jump in my car," Rico would have done it. You know, he was no way in solidarity with me. We knew that night. We didn't know before then, but we knew that night. Then Puff pulls up a little more. And by the way, he was in passenger seat. He had a bodyguard or security driving. It was a coupe. It was a, you know, Lance said it was gold. I said it was some lighter color, maybe platinum or something. But that wasn't where my head was at. So Puff pulls up, or they pull up, and they ask, Lance is again beside me, and Puff says, "What's up?" And Lance is like, "What's up?" And then he says to me, "What's up, bitch?" And okay, bruh, keep your drama. Everybody know you got drama. Keep your drama over there. Mind my business. You mind yours. You go ahead. Now, mind you, that was the de-escalation that I should have stayed with, because I will take some fault in what transpired after, right? But remember, I'm young, you know, we got adrenaline, we got egos, you know, but I was of the mindset that I said, "Yo, keep your drama over there." He said, "Nah, man, you a bitch," like that. So remember, I had a Death Row East, he had the thing with Suge, so that could have triggered him. I most likely did trigger him, thinking that I was now down with Death Row, and it was nothing like that. And so, all right, I look at Lance, and Lance, you know, he's my boy. I feel like he gave me, like, "What you gonna do?" You know? And I'm like, "All right, well, Puff, if you think I'm a bitch, let's Get out the vehicle. Let's handle it like men." And Ra, I'm not no punk. You know what I mean? Like, been in the Marine Corps. We used to fight in the Marine Corps. They used to make us fight. But before we were in the Marine Corps, Staff Sergeant Pimentel from the Bronx taught me to box. And he used to put me up against other, what they call poolies, people that are about to go into the service. So, I mean, then fucking with guns and taking apart M16s and putting them back together. I mean, like, they rough your ass up in the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I was on that gung-ho. You know, I was like, "Come on, let's go." But I took that energy and put it into business. He kind of pulled it out of me, because nobody's rolling up on me calling me bitch. You know what I mean? And so they backed the car up to let me out of the parking space. I felt that they wanted the parking space and it was done with. That's where I thought it was. But when we got to the red light, Ra, Lance is like, "Yo, they behind us." And I'm like, "Okay, so maybe they for real with this, you know?" So we turn the corner. Before you know it, we're on Herald Square, where the Macy's Day Parade takes place. Like, literally right there. The place is brightly lit. And his car jerks over in front of me so that I had to pull on an island. And the island is, you know, a little, not even a foot off the ground, just a half a foot or whatever. And so, but I got the Jeep. So I pulled over, whatever. I didn't want to crash this sports car, obviously expensive sports car. So it's about to go down. I jump out the car, Lance jump out the car, and before you know, we realize there's four other cars behind Diddy that are with him, mob deep. So in my mind, this was not no one-on-one no more at all. This was about to be a stomp out because all of those was dick suckers as far as I'm concerned. And they'll probably tell you today, yeah, we were running behind Diddy. You know, they probably would. I don't know who they were. It didn't matter to me. My thing was like him and me, maybe we're going to have a fight in the middle of the street. I don't know. But we heard, and Lance was like, gun. And before you know it, I'm jumping back in the truck, Lance in the truck. This is like a lot of adrenaline at this time. I jump over the island, the other side. Now I got four or five cars after me. Now I'm going through red lights. Go down the left turn. I'm going down a one-way. There's cars. I'm on the sidewalk. I'm leaping over the curb. I'm like, fuck. Like they shooting and they chasing me. So there's a point when I went through 7th Avenue in near Times Square. Went food at light from in traffic and left them behind. And I can actually feel some of this energy right now, what I was going through. You know what I mean? It's like, I haven't relived this. I haven't talked about this since now. You know what I mean?
You want to take a break? You want to take a break?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's take a break now. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.